This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Columbus is growing at a rapid rate. Last year, 120 people moved here each day. By 2050, the city is expected to grow to 3 million people. City government leaders have created a public-private partnership to study how to best prepare for that growth. And WOSU's Paige Flager has been following the story. Paige, what exactly is this study? Who's behind it?
So it's a partnership between CODA, the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Committee, the Urban Land Institute of Columbus, and more. So a bunch of different people are involved. City Council President Shannon Harden says it's meant to kind of preemptively look at how growth impacts a city. He's comparing Columbus and our growth here to places like Nashville or Austin.
The one thing that they have missed was critical early planning. And using the tools in collaboration with our partners, public and private, to grow in a smart way that is more equitable, that helps us solve some of our issues around housing and inclusion, helps us create a healthier community.
The study zeroed in on 5 corridors for, quote, high capacity transit. So think like a rapid bus and maybe further down the line, other kinds of public transportation and denser development along those corridors. So we're looking at East Main Street from downtown, downtown along Cleveland Avenue, north through Westerville into Polaris even, downtown to Dublin at Post Road, including the Olentangy River, Bethel, and Sawmill Road, downtown to Rickenbacker, including Parsons Avenue and Alum Creek Drive, downtown along West Broad Street to Norton Road. So those are kind of the 5 areas that they looked at.
Why did they pick those areas specifically?
So in part, it was because of the size of the actual street. So for things like a dedicated bus lane or potentially, like I said, further down the line, some sort of light rail system. William Murdoch is the executive director of the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission and says these areas are also representative of the region at large.
If you look at these 5 corridors, some are ready for redevelopment, others are high income, others are middle income, others are low income, some have congestion, some don't. If we're really going to make this study and its next steps about the region, we wanted to look at very different places in the region and how that might work and how that might apply.
So are they only looking at transportation and how growth will impact that? What else do they hope to learn from this?
Well, so the goal basically is to kind of create these pockets of the city that will be kind of walkable, have affordable housing so as to not push other people out or the people who live there now as the growth happens, but also develop areas in hopes that more people will move to those parts of town. So it's kind of trying to aim the growth of the city at particular pockets of the city itself. So the goals of that is it would distribute the density of the population. Ideally, it would reduce traffic congestion, improve air quality, and that sort of thing. Steve Shoney is the director of development for Columbus.
As we look at going down this path, at the same time, we're going to have to look at what are the zoning rules and the financial tools that we can use to ensure that we have vibrant mixed-income neighborhoods.
So what comes next for this is testing out these ideas, transit, developing these hubs, business incentives, that sort of thing, to try and develop these corridors.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Claire.
Paige has been following a new partnership between city government leaders and private organizations hoping to prepare the city for the population growth of 3 million people by 2050. This is 89.7.